Fehelo hakoyin es oilo. Shehalo kfar. The Kohen brings up the oilo, which is diik, it says loshin, vehelo shehalo kfar. Mashma, sometimes you could bring the oilo even before the chatis. Even though all other, by a ledis, by other kabonis, you would have to bring the chatis first, then the oilo. By mitzvah it's different. A mitzvah is allowed to bring his oilo first before the chatis. So Rashi, vehelo hakoyin es oilo v'yasamincham. Bepar chatis ksiv. By a mitzvah, even if the Kohen brought the oiler first, it's also mechaper. So the kids, so we have a teretz according to him. Now we're talking about now that his osher and his oiler he brought before. The only thing he forgot to bring this mitzvah was his chatis oif. And the chatis oif, that you could bring after the Talmud Shabbat Nabayim. Because the chatis oif, all you have to do is just as rikas adam. There's no burning of the bird at all on the Mizbeach. Therefore, it's mutter. Mar'om alei Rav Shimon, bar Abba l'Rapopo, levidoch t'yamrit, ma'lo melino, b'reish Hashem Mizbeach. Your teretz, Rapopo's teretz was no. We're talking about this Mechus T'Kippurim did not bring a chatis of a behema. So the question is, how could you bring the chatas after Talmud Shabbat Nabayim? You're over in Yisra Asay. The teretz was, the fats, you're not burning on the Mizbeach. Just bring the fats, the Amurim, on top of the Mizbeach, and let it stay there overnight. And the next day, after they bring the Talmud Shal Shachar, then they'll burn the fats. For the Gemara Akasha, Kaimin, it just stay on top of the Mizbeach all night. The Yavdino and Milsa Lekahanim, the Yosef Lebol, Lebeta Kolom. Well, Chur, if you leave in this fat on top of this beach, you're making a mikshol, a takolom, so the Kohanim could do something wrong now, they could do an averim. They'll think, the savri diyoimhu, usually all the fats on top of the Mizbeach, the Kohanim go around and burn them. Because usually the case is, you bring a lot of carbonus by the daytime, even though there's not enough time to burn all the fats in the daytime, you don't have to burn them by daytime. Usually the fats of the carbonus you're allowed to burn the whole night. So any time a Kohen would be walking around the Mizbeach and see any fats there, he'll think, for sure, this was fats that came from the carbon that was shechted today, and male, I'm allowed to burn it at night. Still think this fat also I'm allowed to burn. And really, it's not allowed to burn this fat. Because since this is a carbon that was brought after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, you're not allowed to burn the fats. So the kashr is, how could you bring this fats on top of the Mizbeach? You may make the kind of doing avera. The Yosalak Turei. And here it says, that's not shver. Omalei, kahanim zrizenheim. There's a cloud. The kahanim, they're very zorah, they're very careful. And if we tell them, you should know this fat now is fat that came from the korban that was brought after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, that you're not allowed to burn today. You have to wait till tomorrow. They'll make sure to do it the right way. We're not afraid maybe the kahanim will do an avera. That's a cloud, kahanim zrizenheim. They'll make a good simon there. They'll remember, they'll know clearly this fat stays on the side. We're not burning it now until tomorrow morning. So that's not a shayla, how we're allowed to bring it up to the Mizbeach. Omale Rav Ashla Rav Kana. So Rav Ashi has another kasha to Rav Kana. For Yarmu Lor Rav Huna Bred the Rav Nosan Rav Popa. I vokamad loy miskatari emurim, another kasha. What was Rav Popa's old teretz? Teretz was, that we're talking about a mitzvah now that didn't bring his korban chatis. So we're allowed to shech the korban after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Hey, shechiter is mutter. The only thing you're not allowed to do after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim is burn the fats on the Mizbeach. That's what you're not allowed to do. She says, Enechanami, don't burn the fats on the Mizbeach. Just leave the fats on top of the Mizbeach overnight, and tomorrow we'll burn it. So far, no fats is being burnt. So, Fred Gemara Kasha, how does this person then have this kapara? How do you say this person now, after the made the Shechita, how do you say this person now is like Tor, he's allowed to eat his kachin? Why is he Tor? Fred Gemara Kasha, Vokam adloy miskatri emurim, kol zaman they did not burn the fats of the korban, must be korban chatis. After the Shechita and the Zrik was taken care of, now the Behemer itself is divided into two categories. There's the Emurim, the fat that's burnt on the Mizbeach, and then there's the rest of the meats that are given to the Kohanim, so Kohanim eat the Chatis. From a Chatis, the Bailam, the original Yisrael, gets nothing to eat. Only the Kohanim, and only Zichrei Kuhne, that's called Kodesh Kadoshim, only a male Kohen is allowed to eat it, and the fats are burnt on the Mizbeach. Now the Klal is, V'akamad le'miskatri Emurim, kol zaman you didn't take the Emurim, the fats, and burden on the Mizbeach, is Kahanim lemotzi achli bosom. The Kahanim are not allowed to eat their portion of the meat. The Seder is, first you have to burn the fats, and then the Kohen is allowed to eat the rest of the meat. Titania, we learned, Yochol yiyu Kahanim, Rishoyim b'chazov v'shoik, Koidim haktaras emurim. Maybe I would think the Kahanim are allowed to start eating their breast and their shoik, the part of the meat that they get. That's their portion from the chatis. Even before we burnt the rest of the fats, koydem aktaros emurim, tam lerm, the pasuk says no. V'hikter ha-koyin es ha-chelev ha-mizbecho. First, the Torah says by korban chatis, you have to take the fats and burn it on the mizbeach. For hoder, after they burnt the emurim, for ho yahachoz liyaron lebonov. Then first are the kohanim allowed to eat their portion of the chatis, eat the breast, and eat the shoit, the thighs. So what's shvei now? The kama the kohanim le'achli bosar by the loy mischapri. So our kasher is now this chatis that was brought after the Talmud Rabbein Abayin. Today they were not going to burn the fats. So kol zman we don't burn the fats, we're saying the kohanim are not allowed to eat their portion. So what's wrong if they can't eat their portion? The kasher is now, the posik says, when does the original Bailam, the original Yisrael, get his kapora from this chatis? Only when the kohanim eat the meat. When the kohanim eat the meat, that's the kapora for the Yisrael. So if you're telling me now, you're not allowed to burn the fats the whole night, so the kohanim can't eat the meat the whole night. So if the kohanim can't eat the meat, the Yisrael doesn't have his kapora. So how could the Yisrael say he's Torah now, and he's allowed to go eat from his kavod shlomim that he brought in the morning? Calls him on the kohanim, can't eat the meat, the Yisrael doesn't have any kapora. Here's the kasha now. The kohanim of the kohanim liyachli bosar, calls him on the kohanim to not eat from the meat, by the loy meschapri. The bailam of the korban chatis doesn't have his kapora yet. The tanya we learned like this. The pasuk says, the ochlu oisam, the kohanim have to eat the chatis, asher kupo behem. And from them eating of the chatis, that's when the bailam gets the kapora. That's when he's like freed, he's tor, he's allowed to eat his kochim now. Malam, we learn out from this pasuk, Shar kahanim oichlim, the kahanim eat the meat of the korban chatis, ubailam is chaprim. And from this, the fact that kahanim eat the meat, that's when the bailam have their kaporim. That's when they're like Torah. But the chur, before the kahanim eat the meat, the bailam is not Torah. So with the hair takasha then, what does this person gain by bringing his chatis after the korban shalben abayim? He wanted to gain was, he was a mitzvah. He can't eat his own kach, me brought a korban shalom in the morning. That korban shlomim, the bailam is supposed to eat. There's a mitzvah says that he did. So he wants to be able to eat his korban shlomim. How is he going to eat his korban shlomim? He's the mechusik kapurim. So we're telling him, let a kohen bring a korban chatas for you, and they're not going to burn the fast till tomorrow morning. But they're not going to burn the fast, the kohen can't eat the meat. If they can't eat the meat, so the kohen, the Israel, doesn't have a kapurim. If the Israel doesn't have a kapurim, he didn't gain anything here. He can't eat his korban shlomim then. Look who he's still called, the mechusik kapurim. Rashi says, v'yochlu oisam b'miluyim siv. Asher kupa behem, ksiv kapora gabi achilo. It says the loshen kapora, when does he have his forgiveness? When the kohanim eat. L'meimro, the af bi achilo tluy kaporam. That the kap, you don't have a complete kapora, not enough by bringing the korban, the shchita, and the zrikam, but you have to have the kohanim eat the meat also. V'chiv und layefshar. That's right. So here's the kasha. What does a person gain if the kohanim can't eat the meat, so the person doesn't have his kapurim? So the person is still called a mechusik kapurim. He also can't eat his korban shlomim. So what do he gain here? If the Gemara, Malaria, Papi answered back the Quran, Kiv on the Lo Yefsha, since in this case now, you're not allowed to burn the fats, because it'll be an Isra say, not to burn these fats. After the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, it is assumed that Chama made this fats now, this korban, as if the fats got tomei or the fats got lost. What's going to be in the case we brought a korban chatis and you made a good shchita, you made a good zrikas hadam, you thought I made the zrika the way you're supposed to. Now we're saying after the zrika there's two more things to do. You have to burn the fats and then the kohanim eat the meat. What's going to be if the fats got lost? Unless the fats became tomei. If it became tomei, also not allowed to burn it. In the case we are not allowed to burn the fats, or you don't have the fats around anymore, then the terrorist says the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat. In other words, when do we say the kohanim can't eat the meat? Until they bring the terrorists, until they bring their fats, only when the fats are bringable. When the fats are kosher, that you could be makdor legabi mizbeach. Then to say there is, first you have to burn the fats, and then the kohanim eat the meat. But in a case where for some reason you're not allowed to burn the fats, either they became tummy, or else they got lost, and a chanami, then the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat, even without burning the fat. So Terence here also, since there's an Isser Maseh, you're not allowed to burn these fats today, because it's after the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, you can't burn it till tomorrow, so right now it's considered like the fats are not allowed to be burnt, therefore the kohanim are allowed to eat the meat right now. So the kids of the kohanim could eat the meat. When the kohanim eats the meat, then the Yisrael, the original owner, has his kapora, then he's not a mechusik kapora anymore, then he's allowed to eat from his korban shlomim that he brought in the morning. So that's what he gains on the deal. So it must be like this. or assume we make this fats now commission it tomorrow I shavdu, as if it got tummy the fats or the fats got lost. The Tanya went to the price like this. Yochol nitmui murim. In the case you brought a korban chatis and you made the shchita and the zrikas adam the way you were supposed to, and later, right before you started to burn the fats, they became tummy. Oy shavdu, let's say they got lost. As I would think, lo yukanim zakoyim echazov v'shoik, maybe now, since you can't burn the fats, the kanim should not have a right to get their portion of the meat. They shouldn't get the breasts or the shoik the thighs. Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says no. For ho yo hachozeh li'aron labonov mikol mokim. The next Pasuk is to say no, the kanim get their portion of meat no matter what. What do you mean no matter what? I was saying no, they only get it after you burn the fats. So this is the teretz. When you have the fats there and you could burn them, avada, first you have to burn the fats, and then the kanim can eat the meat. But in the case where the fats got lost, or the fats became tumid, or in our case here, where you can't burn the fats because there'll be an Isra Asayin, it's after the tumid Shabbain Abayim, so in a case where you're not allowed to burn the fats, then we dash in the posig, for ho yahachos liyaron abonav mikol mokum. There are certain cases in that no matter what, the kohanim are allowed to eat from the meat. So male of the person gains here. Trashikivin layevsho liyakterinu hidna. Since now you can't burn these fats today, mishum esay dashloma, because there's an Isra Aseh, the Torah says, if only you could burn fats after the Talmud Shal Shachar. But once you bring the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, you're not allowed to burn anything on the Mizbech anymore. And they lost some commission at Tomorrow Shavdu, or Mishtarik Kana Bechlis Bosar, Vevi Kapor Labailim. Therefore, in this case, the Kanam are allowed to eat the meat. And as soon as the Kanam eat the meat, then the Bailim have the Kapora, so they're not called the Mechusi Kapurim anymore. So that's what the person gains on the deal. Right. Rav Kana Rami, Rav Kana Stam is a steer in the Psukim. Tziv, one Pasuk says, for lo yolin chaleb chagiyat boikir. Don't leave over the fat, there's going to come in Pesach here, don't leave it over until the next morning. So idashin ad boikir ud lo yolin. And not let it leave over until the next morning. Hakol alayla kula yolin. But mashma, the whole night you could leave it over. Because even though you bring a carbon throughout the daytime, that's what we're saying. You could burn the fats that day, but if you forgot, or for some reason they didn't burn the fats, you're allowed to burn the fats the mile the whole night. The whole night is kosher to burn the fats. Well, that's one pasuk. Uksiv, another pasuk says, v'hikter oleh chel v'hashtomim, the drush we had before, that any lechur, any aktori you want to bring on the mizbeach, should always be done after the tomit shal shachar. Victor oleh chel v'hashtomim means after the tomit shal shachar, then bring the shtomim. And we dashed him before, oleh, after the first tomit, hashlem kol ha-kabonis kulim. Then you should finish all your kabonis. Mashenkin, once you bring the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, then you're not allowed to bring anything on Mizbeach. This is the Kasha. Well, since you see here, after you brought the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, you're not allowed to put anything on the Mizbeach, so how could we say you're allowed to burn the fats of the korban the whole night time? Aye, it's after the Talmud Rabbein Abayim. Teretz is Poshid. Who Moisel love Vumafarak law? He asked the question, who Moisel be asked the question? Vumafarak, he himself answers the question. Kisha Noisusru, when it was left over. In other words, if you brought the korban, like I said before, the ikur is tolling the shechita. If you brought the korban before the Talmud Shabbain Abayim, there's a seder is in the morning, first bring the Talmud Shachar, then you have the whole rest of the day to bring other kabonis. So you brought a chatis in the morning. You made the shechita before the Talmud Shabbain Abayim. Once you made the shechita and the zrik in the morning, now it was just left over the fats and weren't burned, those fats you are allowed to burn the whole night. The only pshat from the first pasuk is only also to start a new korban after the Talmud Shabbain Abayim. Once they brought the Talmud Shabbain Abayim, you can't make a shrit, you can't start any new kabonis. Any new kabonis you start then, that's also then to bring on the Mizbeach after the Talmud Shabbain Abayim. But any korban that we started before the Talmud Shabbain Abayim, Kishin Isusru, was left over, then you are allowed to burn it the whole night. Like Rashi says, Kishin Isusru, mi kabonis shenizrak dom v'koydim tomid. Any fats of the korban that was left over from the zrika or the shechita that was done before the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, for his spikul hakrav didn't have enough time to burn the fats, the chiva the nirul akrova, since it was able, you could have, it was roi, to be burnt before koydim lachain, before the Talmud Rabbein Abayim, al Talmud Shachar Muslim. This is considered you just finishing it off after you did the Talmud Shachar. Because after the Talmud Shachar, you taka brought this korban, you made a shechita then, you made a zrika then, just the kanam didn't have enough time to burn the fats. So that's not a theorem. The fats you're allowed to burn the whole night, but only from a korban that was brought before the Talmud Shabbain Abayim. But once we bring the Talmud Shabbain Abayim, then there's an Isra Aseh to bring anything else.
The only other korban that comes after it is only the korban chatas, korban pesach. Korban pesach, it says be'eriv, that's the only korban the mikra din comes after the tomet shabein abayim. Roma le'erav safu l'rav. Safu is kash to rav. Same type of a kasha. Ksiv, another pasuk says, lo yolin la'boike zeve chag ha'pesach. You can't leave over from the korban ha'pesach until the next morning. Because if you didn't burn the fats, don't leave it over till the next morning. So diyek laboiker hudelo yolim. The kohanim shouldn't leave over the fats over the whole night. Till the next morning, then it becomes noiser. Hakol alaylo yolim. But if they didn't burn the fats, so 1 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it's still okay. 5 o'clock at night, still you can burn the fats. Habiyah didn't come the next morning yet, you're allowed to burn the fats. I book siv. So what are we talking about now? We're talking about an erev Pesach. Now an erev Pesach, you bring the korban Pesach when before Yom Tov. This is called the korban that was shechted when, really, b'chol, Erev Pesach is a weekday. Now, when do you want to burn the fats? The whole night we're saying you can burn the fats. At nighttime, it's already Yom Tov. This is a kasha. Usually a korban that you brought in the weekday on chol, you're not allowed to burn the fats of that korban at night on Yom Tov. This is the kasha. You're saying even by a korban Pesach, a regular Erev Pesach, that you brought the korban in the afternoon, still you're allowed to burn the fats even the whole night. For the Marvok Siv, another pasuk says no. It says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatim. On Shabbos, the only korban you're allowed to burn on Shabbos is the korban oil, means the korban atomid that's brought on Shabbos itself. For loy oilas chayel b'Shabbos, but not a korban that was brought on Friday, even though you didn't burn it, you're not allowed to burn it at night. The burning of the fat of a korban of the weekday chayel is not doicha Shabbos. The same thing Yom Tov. For loy oilas chayel b'Yom Tov. If you brought a korban on erev Yom Tov, and you did not burn the fats, and now will come at nighttime, Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn those fats on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov or Shabbos, you could only burn the fats of an animal, the korban atomid, or the musafim, that has the chiyah to come that day. But a korban that was supposed to be brought erev Yom Tov on chol, you're not allowed to burn the fats at nighttime. So it's a kasha, the first pasuk. The first pasuk says by korban pesach, not like that. By korban pesach, the Torah says, you're allowed to burn the fats of a korban pesach up until the next morning. Now, the Hechruch, usually an Erev Pesach is when? Usually it's a weekday Erev Pesach. So the Korban Pesach was brought on a weekday. So how could you burn it at nighttime, which is Yom Tov? It's a Stira. Stira in the Tupsukim, a Stira in the Torah. Amalei, so he said, Amalei kvarumaya nalei Rav Abba barchiel Rav Ahua. They already asked this kasha, it's a good kasha. They asked it already. They asked the same question to Rav Abba barchiel Rav Ahua. Vishani le, and he answered back, you know how you have to answer this posik. Vadoichik in the posik. But you have to say this first pasuk that says lo yolan laboikah zeve chaga pesach laboikah. The pasuk that says just don't leave over the fats until the next morning. But mashmi, you could burn the korban pesach at night time, the whole night on Yom Tov. V'shon lehocha ba'abotah shechalias b'shabbos askinin. Well, this pasuk is dafka talking about when erev pesach was a Shabbos. So the halacha is the korban pesach is doich a Shabbos. You're allowed, if erev pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban pesach today. So they brought the korban pesach on Shabbos. Now, when do you want to burn the fats? You could either burn the fats today, taku on Shabbos, or then at night time, now on Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn the fats. Why? Because the klal is, the chel be Shabbos, any korban that's brought on Shabbos, craven be Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn it on Yom Tov also. It's only a korban that was brought for chel in the middle of the weekday, that you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. But here, Erev Pesach was a Shabbos. A korban that's brought on Shabbos, you're allowed to burn the fats even tomorrow, which is a Yom Tov. So Melo, there's no kasha in the posik. There's this posik that says, lo yolen laboike zeve chaga pesach laboike, ud lo yolen, it says, Amol, you bring a korban a pesach, you're allowed to burn the fast even the whole night time. We're saying that posik is only talking about a special Erev Pesach. Only an Erev Pesach that came out on Shabbos. On Shabbos then, since it's a korban on Shabbos, you're allowed to burn it even the night on Yom Tov. Amol, if he entered the back, mishom dechel ve Shabbos craven be Yom Tov, ana neko ve neymol elahai kro bi abosah shchalios be Shabbos udechsiv. It's true, you're right. In such a case, it's not true. A korban that's brought on Shabbos, you're allowed to have it burnt at night, even though it's Yom Tov. But the Chur, it's a very shret to say that's from the Pasuk, though. The Torah says Tam, to general Klalia. The Pasuk in Shemai says Tam. Lo yolin laboike zeva chaga pesach laboike. Zeva chaga pesach. The Pasuk doesn't say on Shabbos. Pasuk says Tam. Mashma, every Erev Pesach, every korban of Pesach, you're allowed to burn at night time. And according to you, no. A regular korban pesach that was brought in the middle of the weekday, if erev pesach was a weekday, tak you have to burn the fats dafka before Yom Tov. Because when it comes Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov the fats of a chol. The pasuk says yes. You have to say it's only talking about a special erev pesach. So Marzachur Takasha, the Torah should have said like that. Omalai answered back, that's not such a kashim. Shafka l'kro, leave alone the posig, to docha gemukha manashim. Like, no, that's what you have to say, you have no other terrors, that's not so shre in the terrorim. So Rashi, ba'na neku, kushi, it's a kashim. The terror says, no, shafka l'kro, leave alone the posig, to docha gemukha manashim. I mean, the kosher kro adot, really, you wouldn't say this, but otherwise, there's a stira, there's two psukim that don't make sense. One posig says, you're not allowed to burn the fats of a korban that was brought on the weekday on Yom Tov. And here you have another pasuk that says, the fats of the korban at Pesach, which the korban was brought on a weekday, you're allowed to burn on Yom Tov. So the two psukim are stira. So about the stira, you have to say this is the only teretz. Strashi akorchach, you have to say, kroy gufayu mukmi anavshi hochin. The psuk himself, like, scream out and say, this is the pshan nos. Because if you alone want to say pshan this pasuk, it's shver to say that's pshan the pasuk. But about the psukim itself, astira, we have no other answers. So as if the term itself is saying that's pshat. So we're blind in the climate, that's pshat on the posik. Now when the posik says you're allowed to burn the fats of the korban of Pesach, even at night time, it's only talking about an erev Pesach, which was Shabbos. So a korban that's brought on Shabbos, you are allowed to burn its fats, even at night time. But a regular erev Pesach and echnami, a regular erev Pesach that the fats were brought, that the korban is brought b'choil, a weekday, hitaka after b'davka, burn those fats now on erev Pesach. When it comes night time, you're not allowed to burn the fats. But that's the cloud. Oyla Shabbos b'Shabbatoyin for loy oyla schor b'Shabbos. A korban is brought b'chol. You're not allowed to burn it by time. Right, stop here. We're holding up nun test from the base, the bottom Mishnah. HaPesach sheshochatu shaloy lishmoy. They shechted the Korban Pesach on Yudalit, on Erev Pesach, the time when you're supposed to make the Korban Pesach, and instead of shechting it l'shem, the Kayin, or the Yisrael, the Shechit is kosher even by Yisrael. Whoever makes the Shechit, you're supposed to be nechav and have in mind, you're doing it l'shem Korban Pesach. Here the Kayin or the Yisrael did not like that. He didn't have in mind to do it l'shem a korban pesach, but rather, like Rashi says, l'shem shlomim. He had in mind to shecht it l'shem a korban shlomim. Or else v'kibel, the next havoide after shchit is kabbalah. That this you need a kohen. Okay, there are four havoides that are done b'shas the shchitas of the korban until you have the zrika. First is the avoide shchita. Then you have an avoide to mekabel a kohen has to hold the kli to receive the blood in the kli. Then there's an avoida halacha, you have to carry this kli until the mizbeach, and then there's the avoida of zrika, spritzing the blood on the mizbeach. Either one of these four avoidas, there's a gemara in Zvachim that you could pass a korban. If the kohen has the wrong machshava, the wrong intentions, the shasi is doing any one of these avoidas, he passes the korban. And by a pesach, the korban is posel. By a pesach and a korban chatis, those are the two korbanos that the korban is posel gamri. But the other korbanos, shelo lishmo, just makes it, the owner doesn't have a kaporum, but the korban is kosher. But by Pesach, the gzeras akosiv, the korban is posel. So here you shechted it, shelo lishmo. They mean you did l'shem shlomim. Or else for kibel, the next avoid, the kohen received the blood. Or else for holach, is another kohen that took, or the same kohen that took the kli, that he received the blood in, and walked to the mizbeach. V'zorak shler lishmoi, or else b'shaz rika. And the Gemara Lechul explained the means by either one of them by itself. In other words, last case is that the shchita and the kabbal and the loch, he had the right machshava. The kohen thought he's doing a korban pesach. Only b'shaz rika, the last avoid he had kavana shler lishmo. I'm spritzing the blood now on the mizbeach, not l'shem korban pesach, but rather l'shem shlomim. Is a loch, the korban is posel. Now the Mishnah says another chiddush. So Rashi says, let's Rashi, I kibble, I holach, I zorach, shol lishmoi. The bi'arbar avoides halolu. With these four avoides, a pesach nifsal. The pesach becomes possum. B'mach shavosim with yimach shavam. Im listalim lefagel. K'dialim mishrat k'mais dizvochim. We learn at the beginning of the Masech Tizvochim that you can have the wrong mach shavis any time of these four avoides. A psulen and pigel means either chutzlis manoi or else chutzlim koimoi. I'm not going to go into that now. But here you had the machshava to shecht it l'shem shlomim and not l'shem korban pesach. Then the Mishnah says, oi l'shmoi v'shler l'shmoi. the Kohen had the machshava, he's doing it l'shem korban Pesach, but also he had machshava shler l'shmoi, to do it l'shem shlomim. So Rashi says, oy l'shmoi, v'shler l'shmoi, the Gemara Mefarsh, the Gemara will explain, ibe machshava avoid achas komer, if we're talking about b'shas t'shchit alone, or b'shas t'zrik alone, b'shas one avoidim, at the beginning when you took the blood to start spritching it on the Mizbeach, yad machshava first the Kohen, I'm doing it l'shem Pesach. And then in the middle of the Avodah, he had another machshava. He had a thought, now I'm doing it l'shem shlomim. And still the Mishnah says it's possible. So that's the Mishnah. Oy l'shmoy, v'shloy l'shmoy. You have in your mind, you're first starting it l'shmoy, and then you say, no, you're doing it shloy l'shmoy, l'shem shlomim. Or else the opposite way. Oy shloy l'shmoy, at the beginning you made this riko with a machshava l'shem or korban shlomim. U'l'shmoy. And at the end of the Avodah, you had in mind, no, I'm doing it on l'shem Pesach, still the halacha is possible. This korban is possible. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly why. So Rashi says, possible. The posik says, zevach Pesach hu. That's the posik. Sheteis v'chosel l'shem Pesach. The Avishas yeshech the korban, you have to have in mind you're doing it l'shem a korban Pesach. Uksiv hu. The posik says, hu. Zevach Pesach hu, lemute nishka shlo l'shmoi. That if you shecht it not l'shem a korban Pesach, but l'shem a shlomim or any other korban, that's a psul. The korban Pesach is posel. Now the Mishnah explains, Ketzad l'shmoi v'shlo l'shmoi. What's the case where you get shecht or do the kabbal or the aloch or the zrika with two types of machshavis, l'shmoi l'shem Pesach v'shlo l'shmoi? How is that case? Poshit. L'shem Pesach, at the beginning you have a machshava to do it l'shem the korban Pesach, or l'shem shlomim. Then at the end of the avodah, or else according to one man, the Yom and the Gemara, it's talking about two different avodahs. So one avodah is done l'shem Pesach, and the second avodah, like either the shechita was done l'shem Pesach, then the kabbalah, b'shas the kohen had was holding the kli to receive the blood, he had a machshava and be mekablet now l'shem the korban shlomim. That's also possible. Or else the other way, shaloi l'shmoi l'shmoi, what's the case? L'shem shlomim. At the beginning you had in mind, you're doing this for the purpose of a korban shlomim, and then you changed your mind and said, no, l'shem Pesach. At the end you decided you're doing it for korban Pesach. Still, these are the two cases in the Mishnah that the korban is possible. Something more says, boy, Rapapa. Rapapa asks us for a question. What's pshat in the sefer of the yed of the Mishnah? Now the Mishnah says two cases. You did it l'shmoi and shaloi l'shmoi, or else shaloi l'shmoi and l'shmoi. In other words, you had two type of machshavis when you were doing the avoidis. You had a machshav l'shem shlomim, and a machshav l'shem Pesach. So the Mishnah says it's possible. So a Papa Klezer for Shailam. The avoidah achas tenan, is the Mishnah talking about during one avoidah? In other words, b'shas t'shchita, or b'shas t'holocha, b'shas t'holocha itself, while the Kohen was walking with the blood to the Mizbeach, first he thought, I want to do this l'shem a korban Pesach, and then at the end of the avoid, he changed his mind and did it l'shem ashlomim. Is that the case of the Mishnah? Be avoid achas tenan, during one avoidah, he has two machshavis, and we'll soon see what the chiddush is. Oy b'shtoy avoidis tenan. Or else, no, Poshet is talking about two different avoidis. First, he did the shchita with in mind to do it l'shem a korban Pesach, and then when the Kohen did the kabbalah or the zrika, he had a mind to do it l'shem shlomim. That's when it's possible. Tenan. Now, what does the Mishnah Gemara mean to say? The avoida achas tenan. Does our Mishnah talking about one avoida b'shtas the shchit itself? At the beginning of the shchita, you had in mind to do it l'shem Pesach, and at the end, you had in mind to do it l'shem Shlomim. So the Mishnah says it's possible. Now, if that's pshan our Mishnah for Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Yosi. The Yoma that Rabbi Yosi says, af b'gmar dvarav odem nitvas. A person also goes after the last words that he says. In other words, the Rab Meir, in other words, not Rab Meir, because Rab Meir Shitzer is the Rab Meir, Homer Rab Meir Svar is Toifus Loshen Rishon. When somebody says two things that are Soisa one the other, both can't be true. So Rab Meir says the person always means the first thing he said. That's the Ikka what he meant to say. So here, let's say B'shas one Avoida, B'shas the Shchita. First you had in mind you're doing the Shchita, you're shechting the animal for a Machshava, you want it to be done for the purpose of the Korban Pesach. Then in the middle of the Shchit, you had a mind, no, you're doing it the Shem Shlomim. So according to Rav Meir, that would be kosher. Because Ramea says always, Adam Tafas Lashon Rishon. You go back to the first thing he said. The first thing you said, B'shas Teshchita, was that it should be done for Korban Pesach. The Lachar is that it's kosher. Aye, Al Mishnah says no, it's possible. So Al Mishnah goes only according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says no. Af Bigmar Dvorim Adam Nitfas. You have to listen to the whole statement he's saying. Here, first he said he's doing the Shechita L'Shem Korban Pesach. Then he said, no, I'm not doing, I'm doing L'Shem Shlomim. So Yossi says you have to listen to the whole thing. And you listen to everything, the end of the Avodah was done Shle L'Shmo, that passes the Korban. But according to Rabbi Meir, in such a case, he would argue on our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir would say, no, if we're talking about one Avodah, since at the beginning of the Avodah you had in mind to do the Shem Korban Pesach, that's the Ikka the Machshavon. You can't change your mind. We don't go boss you say at the end, we rather go boss you say at the beginning. That's Rabbi Meir's Svara. This is Rav Papa's Shailah. Does our Mishnah only go according to Rav Yossi and not like Rav Meir? Or maybe no.